China.
Okay, and now.
May God forgive us.
Oh, I gotta explain the instructions, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so at some point we're gonna be like, hey you. And you guys have to be like, very unenthusiastically back at us like, hey you.
Hey.
You'll totally get it.
Like, hey. Or like, sometimes you can be like, hey you.
Yeah,
really excited.
It.
It's up to you.
Just like match the emotional register of the.
Okay. Not yet.
Moment.
Good to be here.
Interesting show here for a while, you know, and like, hi, my name is Pat. I'm the host of the podcast. I'm an investigative journalist.
Yada 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 yada. Hey, what's everybody? I'm Johnny B Roll. Except the substitutions.
Schallenberger. And Chad, he's the healer. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, guys, previously on the podcast.
Man, how are we going to top that?
I don't know.
That was a really, really good episode.
What are we going to do?
You know what my favorite part of that episode was?
What?
The shrieking.
Well, there was also the undertones of the screeching.
Oh, that's true. It is also, nice.
Yeah. That's what's really, I think, makes a good podcast is you have to have, like, variety.
Exactly.
You know, you have to have, one thing and you move on to another. You can't just do one thing the whole time.
You can't just screech in terror always. Like, sometimes you have to screech in anticipation. Or excitement.
Yeah, and that...
It's not enough just to screech for one reason, you know?
There's got to be layers. There's got to be depth.
Yeah. And speaking of screech, you know...
And that's, I think... when someone just starts out with a podcast, that's what they want to do. They just want to screech, you know... They want to do the immature thing and just kind of screech for one reason the whole time. But once you do a podcast for over two years like the Apocalypse, you know, you realize kind of the finer things. It's like drinking fine wine. That's what the Apocalypse really is.
Also, when people start out, they mostly scream, and it's not the same. There's not character. Yeah. When you screech, you reach
exactly.
Different...
It's Yusuka reach.
You know what I mean?
It's like first Yusuka, and then you reach. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But speaking of screech, you know, like, what kind of noise are we supposed to make when we have been fucked with and betrayed and humiliated and crushed?
We weep.
Jesus Christ.
Weeping.
We wail. Switch on a B-roll.
Oh, God. The Apocalypse has aged like a fine wine. And what has RFB and Tom given us in return?
Decay, decadence,
sadness,
lies, libel, and intrigue.
Yeah.
You know.
And this, intimidation.
Misdirection.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, whatever. Slide it on. The Apocalypse will endure. The Apocalypse will endure the coming storm.
I remember, when I was a kid, and... I first met the Apocalypse and Radio Free Brooklyn, and I was, plucked out of the orphanage. I thought, I'd made it. I don't know if you guys have, similar stories for when you came... When Tom came and got you from your facility. I thought I was safe.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Oh, you mean the facility where...
Where I was kept.
Yeah, and also where we were boiled out from a bland goo.
Yeah.
To produce our bodies, to be trained, to be soldiers for Radio Free Brooklyn, to be soldiers for truth.
It's like what Tom, you remember what Tom said on Mother's Day?
What did he say? What filth came out of his mouth?
He just said no.
Guys, listen, so we might as well get on right to the emails. There's been some emails leaked from Radio Free Brooklyn.
Okay.
Read all of it, like every single element, including the metadata.
Okay, Tuesday, September 11th.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
The absolute gall.
Yeah.
What a beast.
Double.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Okay.
On September the 11th of all... He had 30 days in September to choose.
Of all days.
He picked the 11th day.
Of all the September days.
No.
Of the 12 months and the one shadow month, he picked September.
Of all days of the year when one would want to be gentle and kind. But not if you're Tom Tenney.
Jesus. So, God rest the soul of the martyr Osama bin Laden, who Tom has denigrated.
Has dedicated his life to.
And yes.
And ultimately embraced.
And ultimately embraced.
God bless George W. Bush.
Yes.
He really was a great president.
Yeah. Hey, Pat.
Hey.
First, thanks again for looking in on Abby last week. Really appreciate it. Who's Abby? Who's Abby, Pat?
Oh, Abby is Tom's cat.
Tom's prisoner.
Yep.
Mm. That cat is held there against her will, I've heard. And meows and purrs. Mm-hmm.
Also, a new live show just got added on Thursdays from 10 to 12. Starting on...
No. What is this? This is an email, right?
This is an email.
From whom to whom?
From Tom Tenney to Pat Hilsman.
That's right.
The investigative journalist who leads the Apocalypse.
Investigative journalist. And yeah. Drone researcher for some reason. Because no one else will do it.
People are like, yeah, while drones are watching us and jacking off, who's watching drones and jacking off?
This guy? Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. What has two thumbs and is watching the drones and jacking off?
What has two thumbs and deserves a little gratitude on 9/11?
Yeah.
Jesus.
You know?
God, anyway, the gall of this man to send an email on 9/11.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Pat Hilsman also. Pat Hilsman, who started when Radio Free Brooklyn started up. Pat Hilsman
precious egg.
And Pat Hilsman bravely plunging into the void Influence Show.
Jesus.
Which was later to become Pat and Kristen versus Everybody. Which was later to become the Apocalypse Cast. And permit me to read. Also, Pat says... Oh, sorry. Now I get it.
You're helping people everywhere.
Yeah, let's listen to this.
Yeah, hang on, everybody.
All right, friends. Now you can go back to reading. This is much better anyways.
All right, sure.
Read from the beginning, please.
All right.
You spoiled the bit by being...
And permit me to read the word of Tom. Also, so he starts off by saying, first, thanks again for looking in on Abby last week. Really appreciate it.
Abby is Tom's cat.
Abby is Tom's cat, which Pat looks after occasionally.
The political correct term is prisoner. Abby is Tom's prisoner.
That's right.
Also, a new live show just got added on Thursdays from 10 to 12, starting on October 11th. Therefore, that
exactly 1 month from September 11th.
Jesus.
The absolute gall.
The depravity.
A new show on Thursdays from 10 to 12, which is when the Apocalypse records, so that we can deliver you. Deliver for you every Friday at 2 p.m.
Do you think that maybe he's leading up to some kind of like bad news, possibly, in this email?
Guys, I mean, I don't know why Tom would give us bad news. We've been literally with RFB since the very beginning.
There wasn't even a 10 to 12 before us.
And Tank
just went 9-1.
Do you remember how we were with Radio Free Brooklyn when it was like underground, like both figuratively
when it was wet?
In a bunker.
Yeah, when it was dripping wet and not with good moisture.
And it smelled
bad moisture.
And it smelled like farts.
Let's admit it. Now that we're being kicked out of our land, we can fucking admit what's happening, all right? That Radio Free Brooklyn is sold out. Like, Jesus. let's be real. Like, look at it right here. Like,
yeah,
a live show with six instrumentalists. Like, really? You
know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Jesus.
Six? Three, well, Pat. Three.
Well.
Six is not three. Come on.
Sometimes it is.
It's my job to keep you on all right, track.
Like, when Tom made me kill that old woman.
It is true that
the orphanage, he promised this day would never come. He was like, I'm never going to fuck you over on September 11th.
Via email.
Via email.
Like, I know that you guys that it's sometimes challenging to record a podcast. What's that noise?
Jesus Christ.
What? There's an extra noise coming in.
I don't know. I don't know, Pat.
All right, well, you're going to have to hand it back
well,
to me.
Okay, cool. So, anyway, that's the... But basically, that's the gist of this email, is those two lines. Pat took care of Tom's cat. Tom, thanks, Pat, by kicking us off of our recording time.
Okay, now you can go back to reading it.
Jesus Christ. What a cruel fuck. He made a promise.
Yeah.
He made a promise.
No, he thought he wouldn't... Tom would never...
Tom said if you
kick us out of our slot.
Tom would never unilaterally...
Lesser shows were trying to...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Tom would never do that unilaterally without even CCing anyone on the email.
Yeah, or without consulting the board, who technically have power
the
now.
The cruel board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The terrifying board.
Tom certainly wouldn't take any actions that were done in the absence of the parliamentary system, which was erected in order to keep him in check.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like...
system, which was stroked to keep us all in check.
Oh,
to fill us.
But you know what the worst part is? That the person that's in charge of stroking the system to keep us all in check?
Yeah, this hard
Do you know what country he's from?
I hope it's America.
It's Czechoslovakia.
Jesus.
He literally is
fuck.
Czech. I know.
He's a Czech on a balance.
Yeah. Well, he's got a Czech himself.
By the way, you know that Trump has been, like, he's been issuing some pardons. And, like,
yeah.
he suggested to players that they, to football players that they suggest pardons for him. He's appointed a new Tsar of pardons. Do you know who that is?
Let's see.
It was.
Is it Santino from?
No, it was fucking Dolly Parton.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because
he would do
like,
that,
oh,
wouldn't
it
he?
It sounds like pardon.
My pardon minister, yeah.
You know, like, because he just assumed that Ben Carson would be head of HUD because he was black, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And Dolly Parton, he was like, she's in the name and she has big boobs.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that makes you qualified, I think.
Do you guys, would you guys have ripped apart that old woman that Tom put before you 2 years ago if you knew it would lead to today? To us getting fucked over on September 11th? And getting a death sentence of October 11th, exactly 1 month from 9/11. Exactly.
I mean, that's
17 years from 9/11.
Damn, dude.
11 or 1101.
I mean.
Well, like, where does he get off?
Okay.
Like, where in his house?
Let's continue the email. Therefore. Okay.
Who writes therefore?
I can't even see it. Also, a new live show just got added on Thursdays at 10 through 12, starting October.
Wait, 11. Read it like Tom.
Also, a new live show just got added on Thursdays from 10 to 12.
Wait.
Starting from... starting on October 11th. Therefore, the slot won't be available. But some of the times that you might want to consider are Friday at 10 p.m.
Jesus Christ.
In quotation marks, it's unlikely that this show will... That a live show will want this slot.
Why would he slot us there?
Of all the slots. God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Friday at 10 p.m. In parentheses, it's likely a live show will want that slot. Tuesday, Friday, Wednesday, Saturdays at midnight. There are also sporadic daytime slots in the morning and afternoon.
In the morning, Jesus, fuck.
Just a heads up. You still have a month before this goes into effect.
A cool
and then,
month.
Do you guys know how he signed off?
How?
TT.
TT, huh?
As in Tom Tenney.
As in Tom Tate.
So speaketh Tom.
What a sick fucking pervert bastard.
What a sick weasel.
Yeah.
What a cruel old woman Tom has become.
Yeah. Mean-spirited. And to do that to us, of all people.
What a ghost of a slaveholder Tom has become.
Jesus.
Who would have thought, like, you could start a community radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And end up this close to Hitler in only 2 years.
Wow, are you comparing Tom Tenney to Hitler?
the opposite.
You're comparing Hitler to Tom Tenney.
Yeah. I don't want to be unreasonable. Because when you think about it, like if a show...
Yeah, no.
I don't know, because we were just like hot plastic when Tom put us in that weird basement that Radio Free Brooklyn started in.
And we were, I mean, like, we toughed it out when it smelled. At one point, Radio Free Brooklyn was attacked by Ricardo.
Ricardo came. Yeah. Do you remember the battle of, you remember Ricardo's repulsion, that battle? That's why Emily
the battle
never
of
comes.
Ricardo Ledge.
Guys, we covered this up. Violet M, Northwest Owl. They didn't move and start a family or some weird fairy tale. Yeah. They were ripped in half. And then ripped diagonally in the repulsion of Ricardo. When Ricardo attacked. And we defended Radio Free Brooklyn when no one else could. The Apocal Child survived, thank God. Because of the way its mother was ripped apart.
Ricardo threatened to punch my dick. And I stood up for Radio Free Brooklyn. Because I knew. I said, these are good people, loyal people, that would never do anything to harm me or to harm my show, and that would, like, never, that would never, ever, like...
And he's just cocking,
at kindness,
he's
you know,
cocking the fist back as you're saying all this.
You know, yeah, and the
he's
whole
cocking
time,
it back.
And he's just...
He's cocking it.
And he's just twiddling his fingers on the handle of his knife, which is hidden from view, you know?
But we know it's there, because we know Ricardo.
No, this is Tom.
Fucking, the Ricardo Wars.
No, yeah, but I fought in the Ricardo Wars to defend Radio Free Brooklyn. And then I'm being uprooted from my time slot.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
It's pretty fucked up.
All the blood spilled, Northwest Owl, his twin brother Midwest Owl, Violet M, ripped diagonally in half,
but you know
like a club sandwich.
So I feel like we can't kill Tom to fix this. Because to kill Tom, you have to kill every other Tom.
And there's good Toms out there.
Yeah, there's so many men named Tom. And then you'd have to shoot him in the dick. You'd have to kill every person named Tom. And then just shooting Tom wouldn't be enough. You'd have to shoot him. Like, you could shoot him 1,000 bullets. And if you don't hit him in the fucking dick, he'll just survive.
Yeah.
Also, I'm sure on the registry of Toms, there's some Tims that have gotten...
There's some Tims that have slipped through.
Oh, they're like the... They're hiding, yeah. So you'd also probably... You're right. You probably would have to kill everyone named Tim.
And
also,
the Tims are fanatical about dying for Tom. They want to get in the way and get that... Jesus.
Yeah. That's a good point. Anyways,
what a sick fuck.
Yeah. We've been moved out of our time slot. It's very depressing.
God.
Effectively ending our show, really.
Any thoughts? No. It does not end our show.
No,
Pat, how can you talk like that?
I mean, look, if we're outside of Tom's graces, it's like the sun. How do we, like, if this is the sun going to come up if Tom takes away our time slot?
Our time slot.
Guys, you might call me a heretic for saying this, but there is a light which is not given by Tom.
Jesus.
Get out of here.
I still don't feel comfortable saying that, man.
Yeah,
may I even say there is Tom beyond Tom?
There is no Tom but Tom. Tom.
No, yeah. When you talk about Tom in space, you know, things get complicated.
You don't want to rip the space Tom continuum with
the- Got him.
Double got him.
Jeez.
Guys,
I know
the Apocal Cast.
I know Tom fucked us, but it's like if Jesus came back, like actual Jesus, and he like.
Right. And he was like mean to all the people that he was nice to during his life.
But wait, would you still blaspheme him? Like, he's still Christ. He can still rip you in half.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're going to go against Tom. Okay?
You want to get ripped diagonally like a club sandwich?
I'm not fucking scared.
I don't want that.
You say that now.
I'll surf this fucking place. Jeez. I'll fucking...
Wait,
you know what?
Get the mayo.
If we are designed If we are denied the means of production, we will seize the means of production. Okay.
Damn.
Yeah.
Can we become Tom?
There's gonna be a Marxist revolution at Radio Free Brooklyn. I swear to fucking God.
No, I don't. But it needs to be fundamentalist. We have to go back to God, like further back.
Yeah. We will no longer.
God before a Tom? Like I vaguely remember some shit.
Yes, we will worship Jesus and no longer worship Tom.
Oh, Jesus, that old.
We will become heretics, but we will continue to connect with the divine. We will go back to Jesus, and we will find our salvation.
I don't know. Yeah, I sound. I'm not 100% convinced Jesus can beat Tom in a fight. Or, like, if they both had to seduce the same woman, I don't know which one would win.
We don't need a deity who could theoretically beat Tom in a fight, because the fact is the four of us in this room could definitely beat Tom in a fight.
I mean,
we can do this. We can do this completely on our own without deities, with nothing. You know, like those French anarchists say, ni Dieu ni maître, like that.
What's that mean?
Means no God.
My wife, please.
Means no gods, no masters. And please don't fuck my wife.
Please don't fuck my wife.
It means please do fuck my wife.
God.
Clearly, you don't speak French.
Anyways, how do you say please fuck? How do you say please don't fuck my wife in French?
Nique pas ma femme.
It's s'il vous plaît, American Liberator. Please don't fuck my wife.
Guys. I mean, I guess that I'm sort of the product of one of those type of situations.
A like wife a was fucked. Cuckoldry?
No, not cuckoldry. Just
like was your great
second generation.
Was great grandfather Hillsman cucked?
No,
in the war. All
right, guys, we have some listener mail.
It's me, Deidre. Listen, how do you sick perverts get upwards of 70 people to listen to you every Friday at 2 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn like a simpletons, like a bunch of fucking sheep?
You raised an important question.
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked, Deirdre. You know, I mean, I think that just a lot of people really respect the Apocalypse. They respect our sophistication. Like I said, fine wine.
Yeah.
They see themselves in us. They hear our plea.
Yeah.
Like there's kids out there that's like, I'm a shallow burger. They're like, no, you're a JVR. Look at you.
Yeah. And then, yeah, exactly. There's like listicles. There's like online quizzes you can take and be like, are you Jad? Yeah. Schellenberger, JBR, or Pat?
Are you a Schellenberger?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you a Jad?
Where people we make content that people can relate to. And that's what the Apocalypse has always been about.
We want to offer them mercy. We want to give them the ability to bow down.
Speaking of mercy, Deidre has listened to us from the very beginning.
Yeah, that's true, actually. We
can't leave her hanging when Tom remelts us into plastic and makes us into dildos or something, like whatever he does, to put inside him. You're gonna get a suicide kit from us. You don't have to deal with after October 11th, which will subsume September 11th in the minds of
oh my god
millions.
October 11th, the dark day.
Yeah,
like,
the dark day cometh.
You're the last one.
But like September 11th, I remember that vaguely. Was it set my mom's birthday or something? Because all will pale in comparison to October 11th.
Yeah.
Where were you on 10/11? You know, like where you're in gym class and the teacher comes in, he's like, hey, kids, I'm sorry. There's this thing you haven't heard of, Tom Tenney.
Yeah. Guys, kids, the Apocalypse has been canceled.
He's driven a garbage truck filled with bats into the Apocalypse.
You guys, 10/11 is the day of our last show.
Jesus. Guys, yeah.
Does that mean 10/11 is the day of our last show, or is that our first day off the fucking grid?
Or is it the last day ever that will ever happen?
Guys, oh my god, yeah.
It's the first day that the 70s of people that listen to us
Tompocalypse
with revolvers tuned to their foreheads and not hear our voice telling them put it down.
So, but wait, how do we get
10/11 is.
By the way, we have more listeners now. So, how do we get people listen to us like a bunch of fucking sheep, as Deidre asked, our listener?
Well, you know, it's funny. We don't do any advertising or PR. You know, this is like 70 people, all word of mouth, man. I mean, all word of mouth.
The Old Testament.
We don't have any social media presence. We don't have any, you know, we're not even cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Jesus, just no. All word of mouth. That's what I tell people.
God damn, all this horrible shit.
What?
Jesus Christ, the day of Tom, guys.
Tompocalypse.
Tell us.
Guys, is this a fucking coincidence or is Tom Tenney a sick fuck who lucked into the power of God? 680, Al Hussein, and his followers are killed at Karbala by the army of Yazid, Umayyad Caliph, on the way to Kufa. Jesus. Guys, I don't want to say this was Tom, but like,
keep listening.
October 10th, 1780. The great hurricane of 1780 kills 20,000.
Oh my
in
God.
In the Caribbean.
Oh God, that was just the hurricane.
Guys, look, you would think this isn't Tom, but check this out. It hit Barbados first.
Oh my God, Tom hates Barbados.
You know Tom's ancient hatred of Barbados.
Oh, every time he gets drunk, he just starts screaming about how much he hates Barbados.
Jesus Christ.
I think they...
Oh, by the way, you know what's worth... You guys
they prefer to be called Bajans.
Have you heard of the Bermuda Triangle?
Yes.
You know what was much worse?
What?
The square of Tom.
The Aruba square.
The Aruba square?
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah?
It's much worse. That... It's just that they never even hear about you when you disappear there.
1954.
Is the Aruba square?
Okay, 1954. October 10th. Guys, I didn't believe this. Guys.
What?
11th.
October 11th.
Oh, did you look it up? October 10th.
Can we just...
Oh, shit. October 11th. Jesus Christ. Guys, I wasn't sure that Tom was behind this until I saw Tom's oldest friend, Ho Chi Minh, on this list. Ho Chi Minh, which is Vietnamese for half-brother of Tom, enters Hanoi. After the withdrawal of French troops. Oh, Tom!
Jesus!
Your half fucking brother, Jesus! 1957. October 11th. A fire at the Windscale nuclear plant in Cumbria.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
You know how much Tom hates Cumbria?
Jesus Christ.
You know why they name it that? Because of what happened to Tom.
Because what happened when Tom rolled through?
It becomes the world's first major nuclear accident. What cuckoldry. Oh. And Jesus Christ Superstar came out also. God. Fuck. What a cruel bitch. Oh.
Guys, our dear friend Deirdre, our listener, has called in with some more mail. Our friend Deirdre, our listener, has called in with some more mail. So let's give it a listen.
Deirdre, I hope you get to die first.
Yeah. It's me again. Obviously, I'm the only one who ever calls you. I'm getting really fucking sick and tired of hearing about Tom Tenney. The motherfucker came to my house, knocked on my door, woke up my dog just to ask me where my blood is being stored at the moment. I fucking hate this man. I cannot believe you all associate yourselves with Tom Tenney.
Tom Tenney's bloodthirst is disgusting.
Really
is
God, his treachery knows no ends.
He'll go see this poor mother in the night and wake up her dog.
I'd be like, where's your blood?
I'd be like, it's 3:30 in the morning. Do you know where your blood is?
Oh, his treachery knows no bounds. Yeah.
Motherless.
All the limits that you and I have, Tom does not have those limits.
In like the early 90s, they had an ad campaign for that, right? I mean, it was, you know, do you know where your blood is right now?
Exactly. But, you know, time goes by and people forget how dangerous Tom really is.
He's always been looking for our blood.
People get used to him.
Yeah, people get complacent. You know, Tom plays.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how we get in this fucking situation. That's why I hate.
Because he don't liberal, notice it.
Why I hate liberals more than I think I hate heretics. Because liberals, you know, are really the ones that let this happen.
There's nothing I hate more than heretics.
Because they're like, Tom has a right to blood.
He's exactly.
He can have your blood.
What's wrong with it? Come on. I'm a good liberal.
And it comes slowly. Like, first you have, like, in school, they put, like, ports into your arm, and you're like, why do I need this?
Yeah.
Why do I need, like, this port that's plugged by a nurse?
And they don't take it seriously,
and that just normalizes all of it.
And it's like, oh, let me see your plug, dog. Let me see. Oh, you pierced yours? Nice.
Yeah, and people are like, why don't you like Hillary? Why don't you like Hillary? I'm like, why? Because
speaking of a plug, you guys are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. But maybe if the Apocalypse survives and we don't kill ourselves like we've planned on doing next week.
Mm-hmm.
Next month. I don't want to kill my...
We'll kill ourselves last episode. That's right.
Like some cuck.
But we'll probably also kill Tom. You know.
It's not worth it because we have to kill all the other Toms first.
It's true. Yeah, you're right.
It's going to take more than 3 weeks.
You know how sick he is? You know how many kids are named Tom?
But
oh, fuck.
On purpose. You think that's an accident?
If we survive past the 11th.
Yeah.
We're in a state of war with Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah. Open rebellion.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to go to some board meetings.
We're going to do everything we can to bring it down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Including going to board meetings and self-advocating?
No. Yeah, are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
Wait. Go to a meeting?
Yeah.
And speak?
Roll into a ball?
Are you nuts, JVR? Yeah. Like, I know there's a lot of loose talk, but we don't want anyone to, like, call the cops. About a threat. You want us to go to... You want us to walk. Us. People. To walk into a board. If you hear our voices
ever again after the 11th, it means one of two things. One, that a sick... deranged pervert fuck named Tom Tenney has come to his senses, or two, that we've started recording at JBR's apartment,
or three, you're a ghost. At which point, you've died.
It's war, all right? All who have seen Radio Free Brooklyn, all who have heard Radio Free Brooklyn,
that's all
who have had ideals that are similar to those of Radio Free Brooklyn,
preach,
shall perish.
Preach!
Yes! Hallelujah fucking Luya. So let this be our warning. Should we be exiled from this here community radio?
Literally everyone will die.
Everyone will die. And we will get revenge.
Yeah.
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 We will have revenge.
It's that kind of reasoned, measured talk that we need at a time.
And then the Apocalypse will inherit the earth.
There are some among us, some extremists that want us to go to board meetings. That want us to waltz into board meetings and speak.
Like we owe them.
And advocate. Like the fucking Taliban. Like that's how things are solved.
Yeah. No.
I believe that ultimately, I will not say Tom. I will say in God's eschatological future, the Apocalypse will prevail.
The Apocalypse.
You're about to say Radio Free Brooklyn, but it tasted foul.
Yeah.
The thought of it was foul.
Is that Radio Free Brooklyn I taste? That I smell on you, peasant?
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, shit. There are some extremists among us.
Sure, community radio is my voice.
No.
Wow.
Community radio is my voice in the world.
Sorry about your voice, guy.
Bear this in mind. All who have opposed the Apocalypse will perish. All who have said, hey, we don't get the format of the Apocalypse will be killed.
Yeah.
All who have...
Wait. I don't want to interrupt, but we need to read the word of Tom.
One last Tom.
Got him. Alright, shit. Guys, look. Perennial on-air mentions for all. You guys know what perennial means?
It means on a parade of foreigners.
Do you guys really know what it means? It means this will be going on after we're dead. Every year.
Yeah. All year.
Every single
month. Do you know what else that means? Yeah. That it's been going on since before you were born. Perennial means every year. Every single year.
All the years.
RFB predates the Gregorian calendar.
General communication is that you listen on the go. On your run, in your car, to download the apps, go to these websites. Did you know that Radio Free Brooklyn has a free iPhone and an Android app? You no longer need to be chained.
No longer chained to Android.
Guys, did you get tired of being chained to these fucking robots? The chains. You don't have to be chained. You don't have to be chained to your oldest female relative to listen. You can listen to independent community radio wherever you go. Go to Google Play. Go to the App Store, God. And the Android app is available. So download the app today and listen. Listen. Wherever you are.
Jeez.
And also, are you subscribed?
Are you subscribed? Have you submitted to RFB?
And from the mountains they asked?
Are you subscribed?
And from the valley they answered?
We are subscribed!
And from the rivers they asked?
Are you subscribed?
And from the village they answered?
Yes, we have subscribed!
Every month, we'll send you the latest news. Late! It'll have already happened.
And it'll be the very latest news.
New programming, upcoming events, as well as interviews, ticket giveaways, and special offers. So special.
Jesus.
It'll be like, is this allowed? A Radio Free Brooklyn special offer.
Am I going to jail?
You can punish a stranger's child. Special offer. RFB swag. The emails only come once a month because I've already read this. Because more often would destroy you. That's it. You can get up. Oh, the kill date. The kill date.
God, no.
Okay, so goes the kill dates. Prepare yourselves. Kill date. August 30th, 2018. If you're in that group. If you're in the NXSFXSW group, your kill date is August 30th, 2018. And most of your relatives. If you're in the teen after school program, your kill date.
By the way, that's the Uber Soldier program.
Yeah, your utility will have passed by November 20th.
We can say it now.
Your kill date is November 20th, 2018. Make peace with your Tom. These are the kill dates. Oh, and if you listen to the Apococast. Your kill date is...
Yeah, it's October 11th.
October 11th.
Got him. Guys, we have some more listener mail. Wow, how lucky are we that we have so many fucking listeners that like mail? You know?
We have so many listeners that they listen. Like, if you can see them from space.
Oh, our listeners are like...
Do our listeners...
They're our glisteners? Is that what you're getting at?
Pat, I have a question.
I really like that a lot, Chad.
Pat, I have a question. Do our listeners send email or snail mail?
Got them.
They send voicemail.
Oh, fuck. Shit.
If you would have had shit queued up and just played it as soon as you said... Totally beside you, guys. Fucking idiot.
I've been told on several occasions.
It's to your right. It's right there. Look to your right and down.
I know. Okay, go.
Yeah, I have a very simple question for all of you.
Guys.
I've been told on several occasions that I'm very, very antagonistic. It got me thinking. Antagonistic has the word ant in it. Like, you know, my aunt, my mother's sister. Why isn't it uncle antagonistic? Why has it got to be antagonistic? Why isn't it uncle, huh?
Well, that's a really good question.
Why is it antagonistic? Why is it uncle?
Well, as you know, women are very ascendant in our society right now. And, you know, we used to say uncle-ganistic. I mean, that's certainly what I said when I was growing up. Yeah. But now, you know, now that all these like PC cucks have taken over, we say antagonistic. I tried to say something a long time ago, but I was quickly silenced. You know, so, you know, I just go with it. I just go with it at this point. That's my explanation.
pretty good. Why is it, well, you know, it's interesting that they have, they say, like, the antithesis or something, as opposed to the uncle antithesis.
We said uncle Gnostic until Obama was elected, let me tell you.
Yeah, people forget this, you know? They're like, oh, how did Trump win Michigan and all this? It's because,
guys,
all this stuff was, you know, it's illegal to say uncle antagonistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you'll be tagged.
Uncle antagonistic expialidocious.
It's like, damn. These ants are taking over.
Oh, guys! It's the Apocal phone! Hello? Hey, you're speaking to the Apocal cast.
Oh my god, that's... That sounds like a...
Who is this?
I am Sophie. I am a squid. I am a squid, and
Jesus
there is I live in Molly water, but want to destroy you.
Jesus, that was put in water that has ecstasy diluted into it.
Guys, I'm sorry.
Love wants to destroy.
I'm sorry. This was all my idea. This was all my idea. I thought the Molly water would make the squid more docile and less hostile. You fuck.
So
you fucked us.
I see the truth that life is death and death is life. And I have tentacles that I want to put so far up all of you and twist them and turn them until we all die together.
You want to twist them inside us? Oh, this sounds exactly like what we used to have.
Oh, a tentacle right through Patrick's eyeball is just what the MDMA is saying.
No.
Guys, we've never...
Good.
We've fought the squid for so long, but we've never spoken to them before.
They've gotten so bold. They're going to call us on the phone and tell us they're going to twist us.
Oh, God. Yeah.
This is what happens when you...
You should know you will like it. You will like being a dead squid with me.
Jesus,
you will like
no.
it. We will live in the underworld and float around on psychedelics. But you will be slaves to the squid.
Can you?
You are sex slaves.
Fuck, I don't want to be.
Oh, Jesus, no.
Jesus.
You're dead. You're rotting. Oh,
God, it's the squid.
It's times like these I sure wish I didn't have to be a sex slave to a giant.